Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the weather forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today should remain partly sunny with a high near 31 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low around 22, and on Friday, mostly cloudy with a high near 40. And in the news for today, in part from a Reuters report this morning, President Joe Biden was in Superior on Wednesday, a day after delivering his State of the Union address. Biden promoted his infrastructure law and visited a bridge in Superior, Wisconsin. He called the $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure law secured last year one of the most sweeping in U.S. history, which he told an invitation-only gathering will create thousands of jobs, rebuilding the nation's highways, bridges, and airports. Wisconsin, a hotly contested state politically because its population swings between supporting Democrats and Republicans, helped secure Biden's 2020 victory. The Wisconsin State Journal reported today that the Democratic U.S. Senate candidate, Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, and Republican gubernatorial candidate Rebecca Clefish are leading in their respective fields. That, according to a Marquette Law School poll released on Wednesday. Still, voters are largely undecided. 51% of voters did not know whom they would support in the August primaries, according to the poll, which was administered in late February. If Barnes emerges as the Democratic candidate, he will be facing Republican incumbent Ron Johnson for one of two Wisconsin Senate seats. Johnson, who announced in January that he will seek a third term, despite previously declaring a second term would be his last. Political experts have declared Johnson's seat as one of the most critical to determining which party holds the Senate majority next year. Other details in the Marquette poll show Biden has a 43% approval rating with 52% disapproval. Former President Donald Trump, who many expect to run for president in 2024, is viewed favorably by 36% and unfavorably by 57%. More Republicans are becoming confident in the accuracy of the 2020 election, with 38% saying they are confident now, while 29% said they were confident in August 2021. Democrats remain trusting of the accuracy of the election, with 96% saying they were confident. Again, information for this report came in part from the Wisconsin State Journal. And finally, today, WisPolitics Online reporting presented the findings of a University of Wisconsin study that shows carbon emissions from corn ethanol produced to meet the renewable fuel standard could be 24% higher than from the equivalent amount of gasoline. Meanwhile, the National Renewable Fuels Association is disputing the results of the study, arguing the authors cherry-picked their data. The study results were published this week in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, about 15 years after the federal law establishing the renewable fuel standard was put in place. Under the law, fuels have to achieve 20% reduction in greenhouse gas emissions to be counted as renewable, a release from the university shows. Wisconsin is the ninth largest ethanol-producing state in the country, with nine ethanol plants producing over 500 million gallons each year, according to the Wisconsin Corn Growers Association. These plants use about 30% of the state's corn crop. Ethanol production in the state generated $4.2 billion in economic activity. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.